The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys, we are back. This episode is entitled The Invitations. In this season finale of season 7, George and Susan go shopping for invitations to their wedding, even though George still does not want to marry Susan. And his friends collaborate with him as a last desperate bid to end the engagement. Meanwhile, Jerry becomes engaged as well when he falls in love with a woman who shares all of his interests and personal quirks. What do you think of this episode?
This episode is great. I loved it. I think this was a great season finale. I think it was so bold to be have this dark ending.
Mm-hmm.
And it you know, I mean, if you didn't know by now that these people are like scumbags, like this episode should have done it. And this episode got a lot of backlash from people because they were like, oh my God, how can you be so, you know, how can you be so cruel? And that, like, why would they be so cruel? Like, this woman died. Like, that's the fucking point, right? Like,
yeah, they don't give a fuck about anybody.
These people are fucking psychos, right? Like, right. Like, that's the entire point of it. And again, that's the point of the finale of the series. But and people got mad about that. But we'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
But I absolutely loved it. Yeah, this is one of those like episodes that you never ever forget.
Oh yeah, no, the ending is iconic, right? as it's described later on, quiet jubilation or some shit like that. No, it's iconic for the exact right reasons, right? Like in a way, it almost telegraphs the ending of the series. Because this is easily the darkest moment in the series, like, to date at this point, right? In the way that this ends. Because I remember when I first saw this, I did not see that ending coming at all.
No, no one did.
No one did.
Of course not. That's why it's so, like, shocking and so memorable. You know what I mean? Like, right. Like holy shit. Like, this is on prop top television, yo.
Right. and like, you just, in sitcoms, even though George doesn't want to marry Susan, in an average sitcom, they would have just gotten married and that would have just been his character arc, is that he's married now and he's miserable, right? And, you know, right. Or that like somehow he like enjoys it or whatever. Like that would have been it. But they were like, nah, it's the core team and that's it. Like that's just, fuck all that. And that's like super interesting in and of itself. So the episode starts out with George and Susan at a card store or whatever, and they're getting invitations for their wedding. And this woman pulls out, she's like, yeah, okay, so, you know, here's the book of marriage invitation options. You know, it's priced from most expensive to least expensive, most expensive being in the front and least expensive being in the back. And George just literally like, puts his hand under like 99% of the pages and just flips it directly to the end.
Because he's such a cheap... great piece of physical comedy, that is what that is.
Yeah, because he just like it's done so nonchalantly. Like he's just like, don't give a fuck. Like he's like not even remotely interested in any of these pages. Like he didn't even go to the middle. He was just like, fuck out of here. This shit is hilarious. And then he keeps moving back, by the way. Like he's still moving back, even after he gets like the 99 pages out of the way, right? So you come to find out that the stuff in the back, the one that he picks, like the cheapest one, it has like bad glue on it, right? And they're like, well, it's known not to be as adhesive as, you know, as these good ones. And he's like, we'll just get some Elmer's. Like, who cares? Like, let's just skimp on the price. Like, fuck that. And Susan reluctantly relents and she's like, I don't like these. These are ugly. And he's like, what's the difference? You read it, you mail it right back. Who gives a shit? And she's like, all right, he's fine.
I mean, he's right, though. He's right.
Like, he's 100% right.
We have wedding invitations. They look nice, but like where they at now? All that damn money I paid for them, where they at now? Mm. In a landfill somewhere.
We emailed. We emailed, yo. Like, because my wife and I story. Like, we had to rush up our wedding from a year to 5 days, right? To 5 days to plan it. And so, and because we did that, we were just like, nah, I'm just going to email people. Like, we're not mailing nothing, you know? So we saved a ton of money on that, even though our wedding still ended up being so expensive because it was last minute. So we see George going to Jerry's, and he's like, ordered the wedding invitations today. Like, nothing can stop this train now. Like, I'm fucked. Like, there's no way to get out of this. And, like, Jerry's like, just break it off, you fucking psycho. And he's like, I can't face that scene. I can't do it. I'd rather live the rest of my life unhappy than to face that. If you felt like this was a terrible choice in your marriage, you breaking it off or you just go through with it?
I mean, I've been the one broken up. my ex-fiance was George in this scenario, and she broke it off in a shitty way.
Right, right.
But I didn't make too much of a scene. I just stabbed a wall. That's all.
With a sword. Not with a kitchen knife. I need to make sure people understand it. With a sword. It's a bit and dramatic.
She wasn't there.
So, That's fair.
Right. She wasn't there. So, you know, it's no, you break it off, guys. You break it off. Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'd like to say I would, right? Because that's like the obvious thing, but like that's really scary. Like that would be a really scary scenario, right? Like you've got your family. Like if you let it get to like the weekend of the wedding, you're fucked. You're fucked. You can't do that, yo. You end up being like a runaway bride, right? You're like hopping on horseback trying to get out of town or some shit. You can't do that. You got to do it much earlier. But yeah, that's scary. Like, look, I don't fuck with your ex-fiance for many reasons. But I have to imagine that was tough. Like, that's a tough thing because of just expectations.
Yeah. Sure. I'm glad she did it. So am I. Because we would have been fucking miserable together.
It would have been terrible.
And it wouldn't have been worth it.
No.
But, and it didn't get too far. Thankfully, it didn't get too far. Because if it got too far, it's like quicksand. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get up out of it. Like, you gotta grab that rope as soon as you can.
Yeah, because, like, if you start ordering shit for your wedding, like, then it starts to get, like, you bought things that you can't return. You bought things you can't use and shit. Like, that's when it starts to get, like, that's when people just go through with it because they just don't want, they don't want to face that scene, like George was saying. But, yeah, I feel like if you haven't bought anything, like, you could slide out of it, you know, and just be like, oh, I'm freaking out. I can't do it. You know, like, you could get out of it that way. But, like, you bought paper plates and shit. Nah, yo, you in trouble. you in a world of trouble. So George is like contemplating. He's like, you know, like maybe I break it off and then I just move to China for a couple of months or years. And Jerry's like, you gonna blend in China? Like, I don't think so. Like, you got a better chance of blending in Staten Island. It's like, you'll be fine. It's like, what about my clothes? It's like, yeah, don't worry about your clothes. Just come back for them later.
He was like, what if I just write her a letter?
Yo, you can't write someone a letter to break up with them from an engagement.
It was like, well, what are you going to say? He was like, dear Susan, I'm sorry. I've made a terrible mistake. I'm really, really sorry.
Jerry was like, it's a little short. You got to write something else. You can't use really twice. It's like, that's it?
It's like somebody trying to get their word, like a kid trying to get their word count up.
Right, right. Like
in a report.
Right, like very, 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 very. The pyramids are very, 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 very cool. Like, okay, good job. You get a fucking zero. Get out of here. So yeah, it's hilarious. Elaine comes in and she's like, and Jerry's like, you know, Elaine, how would you brick it? You know, well, actually, Elaine initially, she's like, George, I just remembered, wedding's coming up. Oh shit, son, you like getting hyped. She's like, hey, so, you know, what am I going to be in the wedding? And he's like, I don't think you're anything. And she's like, can I be an usher? And he's like, all right, I'll ask Susan. She's like, you don't ask, you tell. Yeah, because Elaine is definitely a woman who would just stand for a man to just tell her what to do. Yeah, okay.
For my wedding, my sister wanted to be in the party, and
oh really?
Ooh. Yeah, she did. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm already lopsided, right? Like, I only have, you know, the friends that I want to be the best, to be the groomsmen. Right. Meanwhile, my wife has just like a cacophony of friends that, that, you know, so I'm like, we're already lopsided. I was like, do you want to be on the man's side? She's like, no, I want to be on the woman's side. I was like, well, we already are, you know, and she got really pissed, yo. Like, she got real pissed. That's why we gave her like some bullshit ass, like
made up title. You know,
yeah, some bullshit like poem or some shit to read just to try and you know, placate her. But she was real pissed, man.
Yo, I love, yo, weddings are insane. They make people crazy because people get so mad, like, if they're not included or if they're included in ways that they don't feel are accurate to their position, or, like, ugh.
or if someone who is not in a, you know, long-term relationship can't invite their, you know, fly-by-night boyfriend, like,
yeah, no, that's a, yeah, bitch. that's a big one, we turned somebody down
because they weren't in a steady relationship, and one woman, she was just like, all right, well, I just would come alone then. It was like, well, all right then, because I'm not paying, like, no, yo. Like, no. No.
Get out. Okay, so if somebody doesn't have, like, a steady Eddie, like, you're talking about, like, a wedding party person, not just, like, anybody.
Yeah. No, not just anybody, right? Like I'm talking just anybody, because I'm paying for these plates, nigga. I'm not talking about, like, people standing up there with us, right?
Like, oh, you're just talking about regular ass people? Like,
I'm talking about real regular people, yo.
Damn,
people,
you're not going to let somebody take a date to your wedding? A regular degla person?
No, not when I'm paying for it. Not when I'm paying for it. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not mad at that. I'm honestly not mad at that, yo. Yo, you're not just bringing some floozy that you just met. Floozy being not gender specific in this case. Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
No, I'm not paying. Here, not man. Paying $25 for you for some person you met on Tinder that you banged last night. Get out of here. No.
Right. No. Just so you can have a one night stand in Florida. No, fuck off, yo. Get the fuck out of here.
No, you have them come to Florida with you and wait at the hotel until you're done. Stand outside. That's fucking funny. I don't know. I like, weddings just make people crazy, man. They make people super, super crazy. Like, they just, people overestimate like what their involvement should be. Or sometimes underestimate what their involvement should be. Like, it's weird. I like, one of the best things is my wife and I having to like ramp our wedding up and plan it in 5 days, because like it gave people no position to like question anything, which was great. Right. Like, we ain't got time for all that. Her mom's going into surgery. She might not make it. Shut the fuck up. Like, this is what we doing. Y'all ain't gonna do. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Like, we ain't no questions. Just be here on, you know, on Saturday. That's it. Right. Like, that was actually a benefit. Cause like, the longer you have a wedding and I don't know what that's like, but I assume you know what that's like, the more input you get, right? Like, and just everybody's got fucking a thing to say.
Everybody want to open their mouth with a motherfucking opinion, to quote Tupac. And no. Unless you are paying for this, it don't belong. But look, they are lucky. Y'all were lucky that we had an open fucking bar, because I don't fucking drink. So what is the point of me having
it? You're like, cancel that shit.
But because
pay bar, that's shit, your problem.
Right, but because people were traveling, I was like, all right. My mother-in-law was like, I want a string quartet for your wedding. And we said, are you going to pay for a string quartet? And she did.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Right.
That's
fine.
That's all good. If you pay for it, it'll be
there. See, everybody says that I'm the rich hoity-toity person, but I did not have a string quartet at my wedding.
I'm not a rich hoity-toity person. I'm a hoity-toity person. I didn't pay for that string quartet.
That's a lie. Micah paid for it out of pocket. He was like, ain't no big deal. Don't worry about it. I got this.
Yeah.
Let me go holler at my string quartet connect and get some people down here. It's ridiculous. What was the most expensive thing at your wedding? Like besides the string quartet. I don't know how much that even cost.
Probably the venue. Like she had three different venues and that she wanted to pick from and you know, we were trying our best to go with black vendors as much as we could, but sure. Some of you niggas are just wilding. Like some of you niggas are really taking advantage of your fellow brothers and sisters out there. So
that's gonna be $55,000. Yo, this is a VFW. Relax.
Right. Like, come on, man. Like, come on. Like, I don't need y'all. Like, I've tagged your cakes. They ain't that great. Right. So we went with a white wedding coordinator and a white baker, but everybody else was black.
That's cool.
Yo, our DJ was black. He couldn't stop thanking us because he was like, I finally get to play some black music at a wedding. You have no idea how much Barry Manilow and Fred Astaire that I have to play because he's based out of Jacksonville.
Oh, so, it's getting a little rough for him. God damn. Y'all saved him. That's nice. That's nice.
We did.
Yeah. I think our most expensive, like our venue didn't really cost us anything or like very little because it was, again, it was rushed. But we had it at my brother-in-law's like college that he teaches at. Academics till I die. But the cake, I think, was pretty expensive. Like that was a thing we spent money on. And for some reason, I don't know how, but we got linked up with the woman who made cakes for the Obamas in D.C. Oh. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dude, that cake was amazing. It looked amazing. I don't remember what it tasted like because it was my wedding day. You don't remember shit. But she also had a rushed wedding. Like, she also had to plan her wedding in, like, 2 weeks, like, back in the 70s. So when she heard our story, she was like, I'll take it. Like, I'll help you guys. But like, she was like, I'll give you a discount. But I'm like, this ain't really that much of a discount. Like, this shit is mad. This is a discount for you. This don't feel like a discount for me. If I recall, the cake was more expensive than the engagement ring I bought my wife. If I recall.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was pretty expensive. But all cakes are super expensive when you're like, you got 5 days. Like, they're like, oh, pfft. Yeah, they're going to throw your ass over a barrel. But it was, according to other people who remember those kind of details of the day, it was very good. So that, I think, was the most expensive thing. Everything else, we kind of like did a lot of shit ourselves, which is, which is pretty dope. But that was a fun time, man. I had a good time at my wedding, and I had a good time at your wedding as well.
Yeah. Our respective weddings were very, very good. I'm going to presume that Terrence had a very good time, even though the one image of the one picture of Terrence at my wedding.
Yo, he looks miserable.
He looks like he just literally wants to be anywhere else. He did not have a good time in Florida, boy. We went to go to a Cracker Barrel, and he was just like,
he was like, what the fuck is this?
I don't think he wanted to even step foot in the fucking place.
I forgot about
because
that.
He's got cracker in the fucking.
Yo, table. He asked me. He was like, "Yo, is the food good here?" I was like, "Yeah, it's fine. Like, it's Cracker Barrel. It's fine." And he was like, "Yo, he would never let me live there." He was like, "Yo, it was not fine. Yo, it was terrible." I was like, "Yo, it's not that bad." Yo, he hated Cracker Barrel. That shit was hilarious. No, he had a good time, man. We had a really good time at that table. That was like a good group of us. We had a fucking blast. And then there's that crazy picture of Jack and I at your wedding where we literally look like palette swapped copies of each other. Like we're laughing. It's fucking crazy, dude. We look exactly the same. It's
you
wild.
Look like each other's. You look like each other's negative.
Right? Yeah, it's a wild picture. Yeah, it's a wild picture. We had a good time, man. We fucking partied, man. We had a good time. So Elaine gives Kramer. I wish I had like video or something from that wedding that weekend. Like we had a fucking blast. That's right. Didn't like Jack's like the place next to Jack and Terrence get raided by the cops because they had like crackheads mm-hmm. or something staying yeah. next to them. I was like, yo, why are y'all staying at this place, yo? There's a nice hotel that Micah recommended. He was like, nah, yo, this is cheaper. Okay. Okay. Like, all right. Like, you know what? You got it, yo.
You're in the middle of Florida. Like, don't forget that, yo.
Yeah, we stayed at the place your family stayed at. Like, these dudes were like, yo, there was a crackhead raid at the hotel last night. I'm like, yeah, we had breakfast with Micah's uncle and aunt. Like, they were really nice. Like, this shit was totally normal and fine. You cheap fucks. Like, what are you doing? You deserve everything you got. You had coming to you, dude. That shit was hilarious. So when they're trying to figure out how to get George to break it off, Elaine is like, if a guy I was with took up smoking, that would be a turnoff for me. And George is like, ah, that's pretty good. And so at a certain point, like, Jerry's like walking down the street, not paying attention because he's thinking about, because Elaine's like, look, after George gets married, like, he's like, oh, it'll just be the three of us. And Elaine is like, nah, I'm getting off this train. Like, get out of here. And then Jerry is imagining him and Kramer just getting old together and Kramer's just being ridiculous. And Jerry is like daydreaming and he walks out into the street and this woman saves his life because he almost gets hit by a car. But the woman is Janine Garofalo in her like very 90s Janine Garofalo esque self. This is when I had a huge crush on Janine Garofalo.
Yep, same thing.
Dude, only two. Knock it off. come on, man. She was adorable. Yo, she was so fucking good in this era, man. And then she got like super weird and like hyper leftist and then like weirdly like slightly right wing. It was odd. But yeah, I like this era of her. I was like totally into. And so she's basically Jerry. Like, she's a female version of Jerry. George is back home with Susan and like he hates everything. And Kramer's like, look, or George is like, hey, Elaine wants to be in the, wants to be a usher in the wedding. And she's like, no, Elaine's not going to be an usher. And Kramer's out as an usher too. Because he called her Lily. He kept insisting that her name was Lily. So she was like, no, he's probably going to fall down or something and ruin everything. Like, yeah, fuck that guy. She's not wrong.
No, she's not wrong.
George pulls out a pack of cigarettes and he's like, okay. And he just starts smoking. And she's like, since when do you smoke? And he's like, oh yeah, I've always smoked. And he's just like coughing and wheezing. This is good physical comedy, by the way.
It is, man. It is. George really carries this episode on his shoulders. I mean, as he should, right? Like, he's the A story. Right. And it's a really, really good bit of physical comedy.
No, he looked like his idea of what smoking is like for a person who's never smoked is exactly what I think smoking is like. Like, if I smoked, this is exactly what would happen to me. I would probably run to the bathroom and throw up. Like, I find cigarette smoke to be abhorrent. And that is a man who grew up in a house of two smokers. Like, no. I can't take it. You know, luckily my mom quit a long, 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 long time ago. My dad, who gives a shit? I mean, I guess he's not smoking. I don't know. That nigga's still alive. Whatever. So Kramer goes over to Jerry's house and he's like, hey, Jerry, what's going on? And Jerry's like, I think I'm in love. It's like, and he tells the story about meeting this woman, Jeannie. He's like, it just seemed like a dream. And Kramer's like, well, if a man saved your life, you'd be in love with him. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure that's not how it goes. And like, she has the same initials as him. She orders cereal in a restaurant. Like, she acts like him. She speaks like him. Like, he loves it. And he's like, I've just been waiting my whole life for myself. And Kramer's
that
like,
is,
that's fucking weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. I wouldn't recommend that. And nerds, nope. Nerds have this thing where like, mm-hmm. Oh, I got to find somebody that is into everything that I'm into. That is not necessarily a good thing, folks, because
you'll
like,
hate them.
Right. Like, you'll get on each other's nerves because you'll be seeing each other every day. Like, it just doesn't, it usually doesn't work. And look, from personal experience, it doesn't work. And you don't grow. You don't grow that way. Like, you don't evolve as a person, right? Like, there's a reason why yin and yang are a thing, right? Like, they complement one another. You know right. what I mean? Like,
exactly.
it's to make the whole. And it's not a good. I wouldn't recommend it. Look, God help you. If you find somebody that's literally into everything you're into, like, then what's the point of them being there?
Yeah, you're right. This is a very nerd thing. Like, I love Star Wars and I love fucking Marvel, so I have to have a person who loves all those things. No, you don't.
No.
You should have, you shouldn't be with somebody who has no similar interests. Like, that's not what we're saying. That's a bit right. weird.
Right.
But like, my wife doesn't like, she's seen some of the Marvel movies, but like, I don't think she's seen any of them in total since Guardians 1. Like, she hasn't even seen that. Like, that's just not a thing that she's super into. She's an artist.
My wife likes movies, but she's not into movies. You know
right.
what
my,
I mean?
My wife thinks it's so weird. She just said it to me the other day. She was like, until I met you, I didn't realize that people discuss trailers. Because she remembers there was a trailer that came out to a comic movie when we were like first dating, and you called me. You're like, yo, did you see that trailer? Oh, shit. And we talked for like 40 minutes about it. She was like, I've never knew that people talked about trailers. She was like, they're 2 minutes. And I was like, yes, there's a lot in those 2 minutes. Like, were you just not paying attention? What's wrong with you? Are you sure we should be dating? But she just never knew anybody who was like that into movies. And I'm like, yeah, but like, that's okay. Like, it's, I never knew anybody. Like, I didn't know anybody who was like, I never like romantically and certainly not that in depth, like knew an artist. I just didn't like, oh, somebody right. paint. Like, when people are like, I'm an artist. Like, oh yeah, you paint shit. Like, no, she's like a classically trained artist. Like, she is. Right. So like, I just never knew that. Like, but that makes it open. Like you said, you can't grow if you only know people who know everything that you know. That's fucking lame.
Right.
So yeah, it's a very weird thing. But yeah, you shouldn't look for somebody who is 100% the polar opposite of you, but they compliment you. Like, those are successful marriages, right? Because you got to have something to come home to talk about.
Right. Right.
Like, you do. Like, and you know, my wife and I don't go see Marvel movies together. That's why I'm fucking friends with this asshole. But like, if I'm like, yo, shit, Doctor Strange comes out tomorrow. Let's go. Right. That's who I'm going to go see that with. I'm not going to go see fucking Multiverse of Madness with my wife. She'd be like, who the fuck is Doctor Strange? I don't even know who this character is. Right.
Honestly, that's the last thing I need.
Right. I don't want to talk to you about it. I don't want to have to explain all that shit to you. Like, if you're interested in it, that's cool. But I'm not going to try to like force interest. But like, at the same time, when it comes to like fancy cheeses and shit, I'm not talking to Micah's punk ass about it. No, I'm talking to my wife. She knows the fuck she's talking about, right? Like, the shit that matters, right? So like, that's the thing. That's how it goes. There's two sides of me. There's fancy cheese and wine, and then there's like comic book movies.
Yeah, there's you got to keep your worlds apart.
Exactly. There's cheese J, and then there's comic book movie J. the two worlds cannot collide. So Kramer goes to a bank. This is one of the funniest, like, weird little C stories of this episode. Kramer goes to a bank that is advertising. If the teller doesn't say hello to you when you walk in, you get $100. So he's like, I'm going to go in there. And he's like, hello. And the bank teller says, hi. And he's like, hey. And he was like, you didn't say hello. You owe me $100. Like, he's like, no, you're taking this shit a little too, like, literally. It's about, like, do you get a greeting type of thing? And the guy's like, well, he's like, I want to speak to the manager. He pulls a Karen. And the guy's like, well, the manager isn't here. He's like, don't worry, I'll be back. You arguing for that $100 if somebody says, hey?
No, I'm not a fucking asshole. You know? Yeah. I'm not a dickhead. You know? Like, I'm not so pedantic that I am, you know. Well, it said that you were supposed to say hello. Like, nah, man, nah. Get out of here. He's wrong in that, but at the same time, it's really funny.
Yeah, no, it is. Like, but he's definitely being completely fucking pedantic. All four of them are hanging out, and George is like, oh, the smoking didn't work. And Kramer's like, if you want to really break this off, ask her to sign a prenuptial agreement. And he's like, women will be so offended that they will break off the wedding. And look, Kramer's not wrong. Like, it's not a bad idea. How it goes is not so great for George. This is my favorite part of the entire fucking episode. I will be 100% honest. George goes home and he sees Susan. And he's like, hey, I've got something on my mind I really want to talk to you about. And he gets all serious and shit. And she's like, oh, what is it? Are you okay? And he's like, I've put a lot of thought into this. And I think I'd like you to sign a prenuptial agreement. And she's like, a prenup? Yeah. And she just starts fucking laughing. She's like, a prenup? I have more money than you. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? A prenup? Yeah, I'll sign it. Bring it over. Get the fuck out of here.
It's literally the only time in this entire series where I see Susan just ecstatic. Like, just like, yo, this is hilarious to me.
Would you ask somebody to sign a prenup?
No, I
probably, if you were rich, not now, not regularly.
If I was rich, if I was rich, I wouldn't get married.
Oh, damn, this guy's out there. Wow.
Like,
wow.
I wouldn't. Like, because look, as much as I love my wife, you know, and like, but like, nah, yo, it's a marriage.
You can't trust
her.
You can't trust her.
Marriage is, you can't. She got ovaries. You can't trust anybody with ovaries.
That's ridiculous. That's why this is behind a paywall. You can't cancel us if it's not public. Is that how it works?
If I was rich, I just wouldn't get married. Like, all right, like,
nah,
I don't understand what's going on.
Nah, I don't believe you. I don't, yeah, nah, okay, yo, there's okay. No way. There's
You've
no way.
Rich me. You've never met Rich Micah.
That's true. I'm not.
Rich me.
Fuck these people.
I'm not saying fuck these people. I'm saying I'm not getting married. We can have the exact same relationship without the legality. That's all. That's it.
Yeah, they're going to get your ass. They're going to get you hemmed
That's
up.
That's it.
They're going to get you hemmed up.
There's got to be a huge vetting process. It's got to be a huge vetting process before I do that.
I mean, look, I will be honest. I would, if I was like, let's say I was worth like $100 million. Oh, you getting it. I'm hitting your ass with a prenup. You got to knock that off, yo. Nah, yo, you're not. Nah. To quote someone quoting someone, these hoes ain't loyal. Get out of here. Jamal Bryant was right. No, I mean, in all seriousness, no, I think anybody, male or female, like, yo, if you got $100 million, you better get a prenup. Nah, yo, fuck that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Cause like,
Like, nah, yo, dudes love. Are pieces of shit too. They ain't just women. Like, dudes can be pieces of shit too. Get the fuck out of here. Absolutely. You out there working your ass off. You got $100 million? Nah, yo. Nope. I don't trust you. I don't. Sorry. It's too many liars, man. It's too many liars.
Nah. Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. Like, don't get married.
Look,
if you are rich and like haven't like been with someone forever, right? Like if they're not your high school
right, that's different. That's different.
Right. But if you're like, you know, I don't even know what single celebrity dude or person is out there, but like if you made your money,
Chris Evans ain't married.
Yeah. Chris Evans, like, nah, yo. Like, nah. Get a prenup, bro.
Get a prenup, dog. Don't do that. Like, don't do that,
probably,
yo.
He probably wouldn't because he seems like a romantic type of dude. Like, so he probably wouldn't.
Fool.
Yeah.
You a fool. They're going to take half. Get out of here. No.
Just get back with Jenny Slate, bro. Just get back.
Thank you, yo. I just watched her new movie. I just watched it 2 weeks ago. Look, she's perfect, yo. You know, people really gave them a hard time because they didn't think she was good looking enough for him.
Because they didn't think she was pretty enough for him. Like, that's fucked up, dude. Like, what the fuck? And he was really into her, man. They were really into each other, man. Yeah. Like,
I mean, clearly he let that get to him, which is fucked up. It says a lot about him actually as a person.
I thought it got to her. I thought she broke it up.
Oh, did she break it up? Oh, like, I thought she broke or he broke it off. Oh.
No, he seems like the type of dude that's just like fuck the haters, right? But I think it got to her to the point where she was just like, look, I don't want to keep putting you through this, like, and having all these people talk to you. So I'm just gonna, I think we should just end it. Yo, that's so fucking sad, dude.
That's pretty sad because they really were into each other. They really were. Yeah. And I like Jenny Slate a lot, you know. I really do. I think she is easily one of the more underrated sort of comedic actors in Hollywood. And also just can do like serious shit. If you've never seen The Obvious Child, you should watch it. It's a movie about abortion and it's fucking beautiful. It's really, really smartly done. That relation, I don't give a shit about celebrity relationships at all. I don't give a fuck about any of those people. When I heard they broke up, I legitimately got sad. For the reason they broke up, I legitimately was sad for them. I was like, that's really fucking horrible. That's really horrible. Yeah. And then Tiara heard about this and she was like, good, good. Chris Evans is sick.
Yeah. She was the one that was spearheading that shit. Like,
yeah,
shit.
Why are you with her?
Don't be with him. Don't be with her. Don't be with her. She ugly. Like, all right, damn, Tiara. Jesus
she
Christ.
Mean. Yo, Tiara's mean, yo. There's a reason she's on Black on Black Cinema. She ain't there to be nice. She just like us. She terrible. So we see Kramer come back to the bank, and he talks to the bank manager, the dude from News Radio, which is fucking hilarious. I always forget his name. He was also in the Boba Fett, and he's like, "Look, I discussed it with my staff. Here's my feeling. You got a greeting that starts with the letter H. How's about $20?" He's like, "Deal." He's like, "All right, you got it." That whole scene with them is fucking hilarious. Like, oh, is this pine? Like, yeah, it's wood. Jerry comes into the comedy club. He sees Jeannie, and he just proposes to her. He fell in love with her. I get it, because 90s Janine Garofalo deserves that. We see Susan pass out from licking envelopes. George walks home. He's like trying to figure it out.
Do you lick envelopes, or do you if you had to lick an envelope? Do you lick envelopes?
Yes, but only because I have to do like one every like 5 years. Not if I was doing like a bunch of invitations. No.
No. Well, no. My wife got me out of licking envelopes. She was just like, "No, you shouldn't do that." I'm like, "All right, whatever."
I mean, it's kind of dirty.
Yeah, you're licking glue.
Yeah, but like it makes you feel good for a second. Woo! All right. Jerry starts to realize like that maybe Jeannie is kind of fucking weird and maybe made a mistake. Like, and they play the whole like, you know, have you ever thought about like his routine with her? And she like looks dead eyed and fucking crazy.
Then he's like, oh, this is, you know, I think I might have made a mistake. And Kramer's like, oh, well, it's too bad you got engaged. Like he's a, and he fucking does to Jerry. He does to Jerry what Jerry did to George, which is pretty goddamn funny. George comes home and sees Susan laying on the ground. They take her to the hospital. Everybody shows up at the hospital and the surgeon comes out and he's like, or the doctor comes out and is like, she's expired. She's gone. Like, he's like, she's dead. It's like, yes, she's dead. And you can see the slight joy over George's face. By the way, that's a testament to how good of an actor he is, right? Like,
yeah, man,
he doesn't give it up too much. Like, if you just watch this and you didn't know anything about that character, you don't see it. But when you know that character, you can see it slightly in his eyes, and it's just like it's like it's stellar physical acting. It really is. Like, was she exposed to any inexpensive glues? And he was like, well, we were expecting 200 people at our wedding. Apparently the glue was toxic. It had toxic adhesive because it was a low-priced envelope. So not only did she die, it's his fault. He goes back and relays that information to the other three, and they're just like, yeah, that's fucked up. And Kramer's like, poor Lily. He's an asshole. And they're like, oh, I guess you're... I guess you're not getting married. He's like, no, I guess not. And Jerry's like, I mean, we had a pet. And he's like, I mean, I guess we did. I thought we were both getting married. It's just fucked up, dude. We're just fucked up. This is me explaining it to Rich Micah. He's like, this is not my problem. Guess you shouldn't have gotten this married.
When Jerry says, so I guess you're not getting married, Jason Alexander's expression is so it's so because he's like, yeah, like he's so elated, but but he knows that he can't like outwardly show it, right? Even amongst his friends, because that's how much of an asshole he is. Like, it's so perfect. Like, yeah, this is stellar.
Yo, he shakes his head. He's like, yeah. He literally does the like look up and bite his lip like, yo, he doesn't even cry, bro. Like, he doesn't shed a single tear.
They go get coffee, yo. And look, every second of this episode is fucking hysterical. Even to the stinger at the end of the credits, when the credits are rolling, you see George. He picks up the phone. He calls Marissa Tomei, who everybody has a crush on. Marissa Tomei, right? Like, we all have. And he's explaining that, you know, hey, remember we had a good time and all that, you know, and. No, I'm single now. Yeah. She died. Yeah, I know. It's really, really sad. But, you know, I got the funeral tomorrow, but my afternoon is pretty open.
Yo, the afternoon. Like,
just the chutzpah of this character
to
try and schedule a date with Aunt May. Literally hours after his wife died is a testament to how these people are just scumbags, dude. Just scumbags. Yeah. Look, Heidi Swedberg, who played Susan, had no problem with the character's death, explaining in an interview to Entertainment Weekly that, quote, a lot of the show's humor is based on the fact that the main characters are not nice people. No shit.
Yeah.
They admit to things that the rest of us think about but don't like to admit. And for months after the episode's broadcast, fans recognizing her on the street expressed frustration and resentment regarding the character's fate. Similarly, Jason Alexander claims that fans of George's character only turned on him once, and that was over Susan's death.
Yeah, I feel like you don't pay attention to who this character is.
Right. Yeah, like, nah, man. This shit was fucking hysterical. This is one of the best fucking episodes of this entire series.
It is.
And I absolutely love it. Yeah. Like, it is, this whole season in general was pretty great.
Yes, it is.
Back at it. From the, and it's you know, the whole season, it's a whole season arc, right? Episode one was the engagement,
right?
And episode two was like the end of it, or episode 22 was the end of it. This episode had the soup Nazi, the secret code, the sponge, the rye.
I think it's the best season.
The caddy.
I think it is the best season.
The Cadillac, yo, this, I think you're right. I think this is the absolute 100% best season of Seinfeld in that entire, in the entire nine seasons. It is great.
Yeah, it is. It's got like just absolutely stellar episode after stellar episode. So, yeah. All right. So running into episode or season nine. Season eight. Yeah, you're right. So, running into season eight, which is not my favorite season. It's actually one of my least favorite ones, if I recall. But we'll see. It'll be good to see it with fresh eyes. All right, that's it for us, and we will see you guys next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Really?